Sometimes you might even have the guy who just started today and understands how to hold the scenario or have the conversation better. So that's the hour of power. And then we have the call after. But what happens right after that? What's the next accountability item? It's my favorite one. Are we all stumped? There's a sheet.
Oh yes.
The tribe, we'll try.
No, there's the tracking sheet.
100%. We have a tracking sheet. And this is the part that.
But you were saying that, and I'm like, haven't we done it that time? You can track at any point during the day, truly.
Yes. I mean, but the next thing you should be doing as soon as you're done your hour or while you're doing your hours.
That's why I'm getting that, as I was talking about. But it is, you could easily do it while you're doing your hour.
Yes. But we have to track your metrics. If you don't measure what you're doing, you're going to have the wrong outcome. So Nick, tell us about why what's the importance of tracking metrics? Because coming from me is one thing, but I want it to come from the player.
So tracking your metrics lets you know what you're doing and what's working, what's not working. If you're not tracking it, it's just mundane, repetitive bullshit that doesn't mean anything.
Well, you don't know if you think something's working and it might not actually be working. Mm-hmm. But once you look at the numbers, like analytics, like every sports team now in the world is all about analytics. It's crazy.
I met
a guy in Punta Cana, a baseball guy, and his job is literally minor league analytics to the MLB teams.
Why is that important?
Well,
why is that important?
Because stats are important. It tells you
what's everything.
So coming from a high level player like yourself, when you look at your outbound calls versus live connections to book meetings, and then we have book meetings to discovery calls to show and tells, and then show and tells to now we've got a secured referral source, and then we're on to the business. Tell us about that. Why is it important to track the metrics?
So you know how many initial outbound calls you need to make in order to get to the goal that you need to get to.
If we don't track what we're doing,
we're never going to get to that.
You can't.
Seven deals
exactly
a month.
And that's how you do it. That's the secret. Is track the secret is tracking your metrics. Because if I know I'm making 10 outbound calls, I'm getting 3 live connections. That means I have a 30% open rate, right? Or a live connection rate. And then on that, I get one booked appointment that again is a 30%. The national average is 30%. We know that.
Yeah, you're using 30, but the reason why we do the tracking metrics is because while Nick's might be 30, someone else might be 40 or someone else might be 20.
Correct.
Or
so it's like, okay, so I've made 3 live connections. I've got a booked appointment. Now getting the booked appointment to actual discovery meeting is the tricky part. I lead by example. I will say this, like I'm human and it's hard being the CEO, the broker of record and an agent at the same time. But yeah, absolutely. I crush it. You do it
too, Dan? Yep. Yeah. They started this, they put this in play before they even rolled it out.
Yeah. Like we practice our stuff before we roll things up.
Yeah.
like we want to make sure that this thing's working.
We did this for two years before the journey was created. The journey is how I create. We created your Nesta. That's the journey. And then the blueprint is what we practiced every single day. Like making
what else is the blueprint, Danny?
What?
Our bottle of tequila?
Is that where we're going with this? I was loving this conversation.
So I would love to have this conversation go longer. The only thing that I think most people want to know now is if they wanted to join your Nesta, can they?
Yeah, so
that's sort of why I brought up the 70-70 now. And it's because
we're heading to the end of the first 770.
We're doing three 770 challenges throughout the entire year.
With 3 times a year with 3 45-day breaks in between. So we know why we're doing this, because there is reason behind the madness. Those 45 days are like, you've drummed up so much in the last 70 that you're going to start seeing the fruits of your labor. And then you got to go back into
70. Yeah, and we want to make sure that you're able to control what is happening now after 70 days, right?
You don't want to overdo it.
You don't want to overdo it. We don't want this to keep going past the 70 days. We want you to take a break from it. I mean, some people are going to this is going to become their lifestyle. And like Johnny was saying, habitual habits, this might just become normal for them and they're going to carry on. And some people are going to be like, you know what? I need this break because it's becoming overload right now.
Yep.
So the reason why we're bringing this up is we will be starting a 770 again.
So we will be recruiting new agents. So yes, this is open to agents that are out there. If you are a mortgage agent and you're stuck right now doing two deals a month, we have the solution. We can help you with your bottleneck. Our systems and processes and procedures, we have underwriters. We will teach you how to grow your business. We do it ourselves. We do it every day. We've taken the business from like, we're 5X what we were doing last year. And yeah. We're only 2 months into the year.
Yeah.
So a 5X is a, you know, that's pretty sweet.
That's very substantial.
It is.
And
finished the first challenge yet. And we're already 5X what we did last year. So we know it works. We five times our business. We five times Nick's business is on fire right now.
It's got to be the beard.
It is the beard. Yes.
You know what's on fire?
It's definitely not the tequila.
People know tequila comes from Mexico. But yet, Nick, you have to explain. You didn't get this from Mexico.
No. This bottle.
What do we got here, Nick? Tell us.
Okay. Dark chocolate tequila.
Wow.
It was a gift from my parents, and it was purchased in Cuba, which seems...
This is exciting.
Which seems very weird to me, but when...
Was it made in Cuba, or was it just purchased there?
Made in Mexico.
Made in Mexico, cool.
But purchased in Cuba, and apparently it's all the rave in Cuba. My dad had a very hard time trying to find it, but once he found it, he made sure that he brought it home and he wants to try it as well.
Well, you could find it in Canada. You just cannot find it at the LCBO. It's about a $35 Canadian dollar.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's similar. It's this, similar to the Patron XO.
I think this just got a really high rating for me. $35 and it's a sexy bottle too.
Just put this parallel to Patron.
I'm not a Patron fan. Neither am I. I'm not a Patron fan. No, I'm saying with the mixed and the liqueur kind of thing, where you get the Patron coffee, the XO.
I just see, I like having that like after dinner, you got people just sitting around the table, like a little something like this.
A little sipper.
I don't mind the flavored.
I am going to say just by the nozzle, that is for mixing. Am I right or am I wrong?
It's for
like it's well, pouring the, like a mixed bottle, you know what I'm saying? If you look I at it, look, you see how
I can smell this.
If you go to bars, that's what you
yeah,
see.
Yeah, you sure can.
It's a liqueur.
It's a liqueur bottle. I think that's for liqueurs. Yeah.
Holy, this is.
I can smell it
addictive.
From
you know what this smells like? Kahlua. Tell me if this doesn't smell like Kahlua.
It's gonna be down that road, yeah, for sure.
For me, it smells. Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
Tootsie Roll. That's it right there.
That's exactly right.
So the producer's going to be the first one to Tootsie Roll, right?
Cheers everybody.
Thanks, Nick, for bringing this up.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick, for being a part of the team.
Behind the camera drunk.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man.
All right. So, of course, after you sip, smell, look, the floor is yours, Nick.
It's very sweet.
It's ultra sweet.
Not what I was expecting at all. I expected more of the dark chocolate flavor, but I...
You know what? I can taste the dark chocolate afterwards.
Yeah.
It's like it started very sweet, and now that it's sat in the back of my throat a little bit, like I can really taste the dark chocolate.
Once I started talking...
No tequila at all.
But it absolutely does taste like a Tootsie Roll.
It's only 20% alcohol.
So let's drink the whole bottle.
It's only 20%.
Oh.
It's not a 40% bottle. It's 20%. This is a liqueur.
So... This is a very difficult kind. So this is the very first time we've had a flavored tequila on this on the show.
It is.
So, other than the vanilla flavored stuff.
No, but that was very tequila forward, though. Well, no, but
that's part of the tequila. Yeah. This is like
definitely infused. Yeah. So Nick, the floor is yours. Johnny, why don't you explain to him how our ratings work?
So what we do, Nicola, but what we do is we take the bottle, we look at price, appearance, and taste, and we give it a rating of 0 to 10. And it's all yours. Talk about bottle price and taste.
As a traditional tequila, I give it probably about a 6 because it's nowhere near a traditional tequila. But as a a liqueur or a mixed drink or a sipper, I would give it an 8.
Okay. So overall?
So overall, I would like
bottle design. Okay. I like the bottle. I do. I like the rectangle shape. I like the design of the bottle. It's just too sweet for me. I'm not big into sweet drinks.
So total value is?
We'll give it a 7.
That's generous. So the last time we had Johnny, Danny, you start, Johnny.
Cup. The sweetness brings the rating down for me. I do like the fact that there's chocolate in it. I love chocolate. As everybody knows, whoever brings the chocolate doesn't last here in the office because I'm around. But I would actually like to try this really cold.
Yeah.
Sitting in the freezer for, a good period of time. So
I think it would make a huge difference.
I think it would make a huge difference. And because it hasn't, I'm giving this a 6.
So I do not like sweet anything other than donuts. Apple fritter, if you really want to know. Sweet alcohol to me is a direct headache. I just took a sip of this and I get a headache. I'm not a fan of liqueurs. Like, I don't do the Kahluas and I don't do the Baileys. I mean, it's definitely tasty. So it has great taste. I do like chocolate. But
start off with the notes in your nose.
Yeah, it smells great. It smells like chocolate. Like it's really nice. It's not a tequila. It's the furthest thing from a tequila. The bottle is nice, but it looks like it belongs on Queen Street with the hipsters. That's what I think. So I'm not there. The price is great for $30, but that's a typical liqueur. This to me, unfortunately, I know it's a gift and I love you, brother, but it's a 4 out of 10 for me. Yeah, it's really on the low side.
You know what? I got to change it after I just took that last sip.
Holy, look at that.
My eyes are watering.
It's either he's choking to death or he hates it.
Yeah, no, that was bad.
So are you now, do you want to?
I would like to try
it. You know what's crazy? Cold? Nick, the fact that you brought this here, I was in Punta Cana, and I'm like, I want to get, because they remove these out of the LCBO now. Like, they used to have the coffee Patron, and they used to have...
I've had that.
There was
before.
Another
that was,
one.
That was decent too.
There was another Patron one that was flavored.
Yeah, let's give a shout out to Nick Paglia. You can find him at
Beard Mortgage Guy on Insta.
The Bearded Mortgage Guy.
On Highway 50.
At the corner.
That's that too.
He's on the side of the road, but not on the side of the road where he needs your help like a tow truck. He's on the side of the road on his leg's not up. Don't worry. He's not stopping traffic. But you can find him on Instagram. Where else can we find you?
Find me here, 12 Par Boulevard.
Yeah, he's here every day.
And apparently Johnny and Danny are here too. So where is your Instagram?
Our Instagram is at Your Nesta Financial. You could listen to this podcast on Spotify. Watch us on YouTube.
And one more Instagram is?
Oh, mine? Yeah, we want to bring up mine. You can find me at Mortgages by Danny C. And that's it, boys.
Yes. Coming on, please like, share, comment, and remember, see you next time.
See you next time.